everybody, welcome back to Moscow and welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm still Shay Bowes and I'm still being supported like a kind of an elderly lover. We're going to talk a bit about elderly lovers in a second. By my handsome young friend, the man with the brains, the smart boy behind the operation, Augie. Yeah, so, you know, speaking about elderly lovers and, you know, most abusive relationships start in childhood. Right, Augie? Yeah, where can we start? It's got to be in Vietnam. Are we talking about Vietnam? These great Vietnamese people, these resilient, you know, fighters, these great sort of communist brothers. No, we're talking about Brigitte Macron physically abusing a member of the male society. You know, and by the way, if you are being beaten by your wife and she happens to be 87 years old, you can get help. Get help right now. We're completely against it here. Let's remind ourselves of just what happened when Mike Crowleyan got a five-knuckle sandwich, as we call it in Ireland, from his spring chicken of a wife, E.T. impersonator Brigitte. Run the video. Can you watch this enough? I mean, it's just so good. But, yeah. What? But my favorite is when he kind of realizes the cameras are rolling. It's like, she just slapped me. And then it's, everything's fine here. It's just a bit of joking around, right, Augie?
Notice, she's using both hands technique.
Yeah, she's like literally giving him the two. It's a 10-knuckle sandwich.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
Now, of course, here in the Moscow Mules and the crew and everybody, you guys, there's been a huge amount of speculation. What went on? Why did she give him the old heave-ho, the push-off, as we call it? Well, you know, there are some rumours that Mr. Microlian, let's say, likes to play with the boys, let's say. Now, that would be a completely, you know, that's fine by us. We don't care what you do in the privacy of your own home. But make sure you close the door and not have the cameras rolling, yeah?
Make sure the door remains closed.
there has been some reporting about Mike Crowleyan's, say, extramarital endeavours. There was a New York Post story that Mr. Macron may have had a little bit of a tinkle with one of the friends in the government, Augie, correct?
In the Radio France.
Uh-huh. Radio France, yes, broadcasting, open broadcasting, yes, Radio Free Liberty. But listen, you know, whatever happened in the Macron's family, it's their business, right? Okay, they're human beings. Brigitte is an elderly woman. She could be suffering from dementia, Alzheimer's, all sorts of problems. And she might have not recognised Mike Crowleyan. So you have to understand this and be more supportive of them, just like Internetsville has been. And of course, we've had some great fun, and Augie's put together a little compilation, let's say, of how Internetsville has viewed the whole Mike Crowleyan gate. Run the video, Augie.
Every year, thousands of men suffer in silence. Domestic violence doesn't care if you're a man. When you're broken inside, it starts to show outside.
Oh, it's just terrible.
At some point, you have to stop running. Call the Men's Domestic Violence Helpline, because no one deserves to suffer in silence.
Oh my God, this is a classic. This is the slapdown. Yeah. Oh, this is great. The wig comes off in this one. I like this one. The wig comes off. Get the wig. Watch. Her syrup comes off. Oh, I like this one. This is great. Oh, my God. The wig. Get the wig off. Watch. Oh, here we go. Oh, my God. It's a beauty. Now, of course, we don't for a minute believe these rumors. You can't believe anything you read in the newspapers. Right, Augie? So it's completely unlikely and untrue. We condemn those kind of rumors. Anyway, Augie, it's completely impossible. How can he be having an affair with the dude who runs Radio France when he's banging the narco-fuhrer? You know, come on. It's obvious, right? You know, they can't keep their hands off each other. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, domestic violence is a very serious thing, and we would like to talk a bit more about it. But it just so happens that Mike Crowleyan is probably the most slapped leader in history, right? people seem to like to smack him. He likes to get his hands on. Remember last week, Mr. Erdogan pulling his finger? He's a bit of a touchy-feely guy, and people like to slap this guy, give him a good old smack. So, Augie, he's had a bit of a beating, hasn't he, in the past as well?
I believe he just has a very slap-happy face.
Yeah, and even one of the guys who actually did slap him ended up going to prison for 4 months, right?
And 14 months suspended.
14 months suspended, mm-hmm. Run the video, Augie. Here's the first one. Yeah. Here we go, yes, he jogs over. Bam, have some of that. Yeah. Yeah, what is it with them? They just love slapping this dude. It's like brilliant. He also got an egg, I believe, if somebody gave him an omelette. An omelette, magnifique, you see? Yeah, he got a bit of a crack of an egg right in the forehead, yeah?
Such is the fate of French president.
And of course, while Mr. Macrolian is hitting the headlines, Brigitte's hitting him, you know, inevitably, how long was it going to be before it was, you know, Vladimir Putin's fault? It was the Russians. It was the boys up the road. Come on, the boys upstairs. They were behind it. Somehow they, you know, convinced old Brigitte, God love her, poor old dear, to slap poor old Mike Crowley on the steps of the plane. It had to be the Russians, right? Right, Augie?
Exactly. Also, what Russians did, they convinced the French budget to run out of cash for social spending.
Oh, yeah.
They also convinced French drug cartels to hire kids as assassins. And, of course, they also encouraged the French electrical network to be such a piece of garbage that even the Cannes Festival got lights out.
Yeah, of course. And it was the Russians who made a gang of dudes in dresses launch the Olympics. Yeah, give me a break. Run the video, Augie.
Alors, il y a,
look at this face. Is this the face of a liar or what?
Look.
I am not a liar. I am not lying. Look.
Note this change. He says that
I took some candy.
He had some candy.
Oh, so it's candy now. I thought it was a tissue. According to the French, you know, the Elysee Palace, it was a tissue. Now it's candy. Interesting. Look at this. I mean, this is complete. If this isn't, I am guilty. This is the how to know if someone is guilty. Lesson number one. Run the video. This is it. Look at him. Look at the face. Oh, here we go. The body language. Yeah. Look.
Catastrophe géoplanétaire ou certain.
Oh, he's a fucking liar. He's lying about something. All is not well, I think, at the Elysee. What do you think, Augie? Now, it's very difficult to talk about Europe without talking about the United Kingdom. So here we go. Where has Keir Starmer, the Starmer Fuhrer, the most unpopular prime minister in history in the UK? Yeah, check out the numbers. He is the most unpopular new prime minister in history. In a quagmire of controversy and corruption allegations, has released a heroic video, right, Augie? This is the real Keir. I mean business. Yes, I say, I'm over in Kiev with my little narco Fuhrer buddy. Oh, what a load of repellent, you know, abject propaganda drivel.
Absolutely disgusting.
It's really, really something. Sorry about this. Run the video, Augie. Edgy camera shots. Augie, come on, let's get into this. Augie, get that neck moving. We need that sort of... yeah, it's this... What, the Ben Stiller movie? You know, yeah. We'll talk about that in a moment. I mean, what is this? It's a cocaine-fueled propaganda fest? But what exactly is the message here? What are they meant to have done? Look, they did a lot of this, look. It's like fucking Zoolander. Like, what the fuck?
I think the message here is that he stands with Ukraine, but...
And I stand with Ukraine, but I am also not gay.
Right,
I'm
yes.
Absolutely not gay.
It's such a masculine clip. I think I have some more hair growing on me after watching it.
Now, I wonder why Mr. Starmer is absolutely sure that he's not gay. I don't think he's gay. I don't care if he's gay. Who cares if he's gay? Rumors about Lord Ali, rumors about lots of things about people. Nobody gives a shit what you do in your own bedroom. No one cares, right?
As long as you pay the Ukrainian prostitutes you hire.
Okay, I didn't say that. Notice it wasn't me that said that. It was Augie, and I have his name and address. It was the email for the prosecution. No, but in fairness, lots of rumours swimming around about poor old Mr. Starmer. I always find it very difficult for the people's wives in this instance, you know, all this stuff swashing and washing around. Three Ukrainian male models. Where did you spend last night, Augie? I was just hanging around with a few of my friends. My male model friends. What happened? Well, I just slipped on a cherry, and my clothes all fell off, and I ended up in the bathtub with the two of them.
Real story, guys.
I don't know about that. We don't have any evidence of that, but that's what is being sort of, you know, suggested, that there may have been some sort of extracurricular activities, maybe. I went for a picnic, and I met two young men in the bushes. I did not know them. I slipped, and my clothes fell off, and I landed inside one of them.
You never know who landed inside who, though, Shane.
You don't know.
But yeah, we always know that Mr. Starmer likes to release the sausages.
Oh, yeah. He loves to release the sausages. Run the video.
I call again for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The return of the sausages.
Of course, you can't really talk about the British and the French without talking about the other group in the party, let's say. Remember, these are the three countries who destroyed Europe, not once, not twice, plenty of times. People talk about the Napoleonic Wars, something that Augie's interested in. These were insanely destructive wars, okay? He was a Frenchman. The British, of course, were on the most brutal empire that ever the earth has ever seen. The sun never set on the empire. I don't know how much money they owe the Indians, something like 60 trillion billion gazillion dollars. Who's counting? And of course, our old friends. Yeah, that is good. All is good, yeah? Third time lucky, yeah, of all. You know, how can we forget our friends in Deutschland? We actually love the Germans. They're lovely people. Just don't let them near your map department, because they tend to try to redraw the region every 100 years or so, Augie.
Well, now it seems like they tend to suicide themselves.
Yeah, well, look, here we go. Mr. Mertz, the ex-BlackRock CEO, very, very wealthy man, flies his own plane, yeah, worth a ton of money, you know, the perfect globalist stooge, I would say. Now, he's got a new best friend. Guess who it is? Oh, yeah, here we go again. It's the Green Goblin. It's the narco-fuhrer. He seems to have dumped Macaulay on for some reason. Maybe Brigitte found the photographs. Mm-hmm, you never know. Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Mertz and the Green Goblin have struck up what can only be described as a bromance. Yes. It's kind of cozy. It's kind of disgusting. And Augie's put together a little something for you to get you in the mood for love. Alles klar, mein Liebling. Run the video, Augie. That's kind of... Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it kind of reminds me of one of those... You hang up. No, you hang up. You hang up. No, you hang up, my Liebling. You hang up. I want some manis. You hang up. Make you puke, right, Augie?
They both gonna hang.
Oh, yes. And we know that there's a very, very serious reality behind Germany and Ukraine getting together. Remember, Germany was at one stage, Augie, as you well know, the beating heart of the European economy. It was an industrialized powerhouse. You really couldn't really argue with the Germans when it came to heavy machinery, technology, Krupp, Daimler, Benz, all these big Leviathans, of course, all letting people go now. Some of the plants shutting down. Let's have a little bit of headline ping pong, Augie. We like to do it. It's been a while since we played the old. Let's have a go. So I'll begin with some of the headlines from Germany about the economy. Here we go. So this is in Deutsche Welt. German economy in crisis. When will it bounce back? They answer it immediately. The crisis is so severe that economic experts see little chance of a rapid upturn.
Oh, here we go. Investment plans of German oil companies slump to post-crisis low.
Oh, yeah. And this is Caliber. Economic alarm. Business closures in Germany reached the highest level since 2011.
Here, well, how about this? German auto industry crisis deepens as layoffs mount.
And finally, Deutsche Welle, and this is going to be good. Steep energy costs harmed German industry. Oh, well done. That's an incredible deduction. When did you work that one out? When you blew up Nord Stream, Augie?
That's why we think the Germans are really suicidal. What is wrong with you guys?
Mm-hmm. Well, where will we start? Where will we begin? It's probably what's the most important thing to throw at them is a 4'2" little goblin from Ukraine. Anyway, let's have a listen to Mr. Mertz, confirming everything that we just discussed in our little game of headline ping pong. He basically says, I understand that everything is but I would not be turning on the cheap gas from the Russians, because I would much prefer to pay 5 times more for my American friends, and that's how it's going to be. I've made my money, you go starve. On the video, okay?
Wir werden in diesem Zusammenhang alles tun, damit Nord Stream 2 eben nicht wieder in Betrieb genommen werden kann.
The lengths he will go for a narco-fuhrer green gold.
I mean, this is crazy, isn't it? And I mean, it's not as if Mertz has a lot of skin in the game. He only just joined the clown show, really, on the sort of half-wit European leaders tour. So he could have kind of come in and said, hold on, we need to end this war. Let's cap it. But he's obviously been given his briefing from Mr. Schwab and all the old the backroom boys. Mm-hmm, very dodgy. And in the same meeting in the same sort of briefing, he had something else to say, right, Augie?
Right, about Germany also willing to pay for Starlink to give even more money to Ukraine. And I don't know, maybe have all Germans give everything to the new crews.
Let's have a listen to Mr. Mertz again. Run the video.
Wir finanzieren einen beträchtlichen Teil der Starlink-Abdeckung des Landes. Und unsere Verteidigungsminister werden heute eine Absichtserklärung über die Beschaffung weitreichender Waffensysteme aus ukrainischer Produktion, sogenannter Long-Range Fires, unterzeichnen. Es wird hierbei keine Reichweitenbeschränkungen geben. Die Ukraine kann sich damit vollumfänglich verteidigen, auch gegen militärische Ziele außerhalb des eigenen.
Now, I know this might seem a bit juvenile, but every time I look at Mertz, I just see an egg. But the wrong way fucking around. That's very worrying. If you're going to have an egg head, which is the right way up, Augie. Kind of like yours. But Mertz is upside down. And that's not the only problem Germany faces. On top of all the other stuff we discussed, energy, there's some more problems, right, Augie?
You see, these statements come exactly at the same time as Germany newspapers report that the country will have to cut its tax forecasts by 81 billion by 2029. And Deutsche Welle again reports that Germany is struggling to fix its pension system. Why do you need old people and pensions if you have Zelensky?
So how do you manage to spend so much more on a war in Ukraine against Russia and then cut your tax input? Where's the money going to come from?
Here's the thing, Che. I believe this whole bullshit is a money laundering scheme. Because here's another headline. Ukraine has lost hundreds of millions of dollars in failed arms deals. Uh-huh. Where did that money go?
Aha. Uh-huh. Huh? It's all becoming crystal clear. It's becoming as clear as the Seine. Not so clear. Well, Augie, you're kind of boring me with all your facts and figures. It's all very depressing. And, you know, I would much rather look at some light entertainment. Okay, you know, we talked about Mr. Mertz coming in, having a chance to maybe do things slightly differently, right? Of course, he didn't. But what happens to the clown show, Augie, that actually really, really fueled the fires of the war in Ukraine? Absolutely determined to continue the war. I do not care what my voters think. I will give all the monies to Ukraine. Who was it? Come on, guys. Annalena Baerbock, correct? Baerbock, Baerbock. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Macaulay. She has decided to take off, grab the big pension and head off on a little speaking tour. And she's doing a bit of performance art as well. Of course, she was a failed gymnast in her previous life before she decided to fuck up the whole German economy and set Europe on fire. She's gone back to amateur performance. Okay, I mean, this is insane.
Should have stuck to doing this before getting into politics.
Yeah, run the video. It's so funny. All those people are burning in Ukraine. Oh, what have I done? Oh, look at me. She didn't even do anything. If this was a Russian or a Bulgarian or, you know, a Slovak back in the day, she would have trotted across that street. You know, these Eastern European athletes, no wonder she was a athlete when she was a human. Well, I suppose, Augie, if you're going to destroy a country, its economy, its political landscape, its reputation, and all of the hard work, like literally hundreds and hundreds of years, how long has Germany been really scrambling to get to the point where it was a real powerhouse? Well, I know Uncle Adolf f***ed up a bit and, you know, Der Kaiser. But even after that, Germany bounced back, right? It bounced back from terrible losses in the Second World War, courtesy of our friends. And they really made something of Germany, right? They reunified. But now this group of cretinous clowns have really decided to really screw the pooch. The economy, bring in all sorts of human beings from across the world to ghettoize your society. There's one element missing. There's one bit left that you've got to make sure you completely f*** up, Augie. What is it, my friend?
The culture.
You got to screw the culture. And what better way to demonstrate your complete disdain for your own culture than to hold a chicken show in one of Germany's most ancient and holy Christian sites? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they used to be Christians at one stage. Put on a bit of cabaret, right, Augie? Yeah, you love this shit, don't you?
And please note, our dear viewers, the chicken are wearing diapers.
Chickens are wearing diapers. Nappies to you and me. Run the video, Augie.
I don't... Dude, modern culture sucks.
The end, isn't it? I think we're witnessing the end. I mean, what the f***?
Now, I mean, I don't disagree with their point. Meat makes me happy too, but why do you have to do this in cathedral?
But this is a protest against meat. This is anti-meat. I don't know what to say. I mean, it's a real nugget of wisdom. And now we're, of course, going to cross the border from Deutschland into Ukraine. At 0400 hours, the Panzers will roll across into Belarus. That was a different story. We're going to cross the borders into Ukraine, which are now best friends with the Germans. Strange. About 80 years ago, it was the Ukrainians who were dying in their millions to, you know, save Ukraine from the Nazis, or from the Germans, excuse me. Anyway, Mr. Merz and Mr. Zelensky had a very cozy meeting, actually, in Berlin. Mr. Zelensky, the narco-fuhrer, made his way there, love in his eyes, as we said earlier on. And the genius of our video editor here has put together a beautiful little compilation about what's actually happening on the streets of Ukraine and what's actually happening in the delusional clown fest think tank fantasy world of Berlin and the capitals of Europe. And guess what? So when Mr. Merz hears that the people up the road here in Moscow said, oh, by the way, if you are going to send your missiles into Moscow, we're going to turn Berlin into a car park, just to let you know that. Suddenly, Mr. Merz isn't sending tourist missiles to the narco-fuhrer. No, we never said that. We didn't mean it. Of course not. It was a joke. What we are going to do now is we're going to give you billions to create your own super wunderwaffe weapon to blow up the Russians. Now, the fact that it might take, 20 years to actually build this Wunderwaffe, where have you heard that before? So Wunderwaffe will save us from the Ruskies. Where have you heard that one before, Augie? Is that familiar?
Yes, it does sound familiar. Somewhere on the dark side of the moon.
yeah, somewhere, which is now under a car park in Berlin, where the Führer bunker was. And don't forget, the Russians are good at turning things into car parks if things don't go their way. Bear that in mind, Mr. Merz. But anyway, back to the video. The genius Ilya, who is our wonderful video editor here on the Moscow Mules, a real talent, he put together this little look at Mr. Merz and Mr. Zelensky having a little cup of coffee. And this is an official video, right, Augie?
Mm-hmm.
And listen to the freaky psychopath music that's in the original video with Merz and Zelensky drinking coffee. Augie tells me that is the actual music that they released this video with, right?
They're all psychopaths in there.
Okay. Now, Ilya, our editor, decided to put in a little bit of hard rock to show the reality of what's happening on the streets of the center of European freedom, democracy, and liberty, which is Ukraine. Run the video, Augie. Warm welcome. Oh, fuck yeah, it's kind of freaky, isn't it? Doodle-doodle-doo.
And people like getting dragged to their deaths.
Would you like milk and sugar with your tea? It's like, it reminds me of Birch's Garden, you know? They were all sitting around in Birch's Garden up in the Eagle's Nest in the Alps, you know, relaxing, drinking tea, while what was happening on the streets in Germany? Same kind of except to their youth were getting dragged off the streets. Now the Ukrainians are dragging their own people off the streets, while what's happening in Birch's Garden? Look, all is all very, very, very tasty. Ava, do you like some cream in your tea, my friend, my liebling?
At least Zelensky dressed up for this.
Don't worry, my little liebling. Uncle Friedrich will drive away the evil Ruskies for you. Jawohl.
Third time lucky, asked.
So that brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Moscow Mules. We love making it. We hope you love watching it. And what has it been about this week? Well, Augie and I think it's been about the reality that the Europeans, despite the several little chances they get, Mr. Merz, new guy in town, to change tack, change direction, maybe a little bit of an inkling of common sense towards peace, they don't take it. The first person they call isn't the economic advisor, isn't the social advisor about German problems. The first person in the Bundestag, the first person to visit the boss, is the narco-fuhrer. Think about that. That's the priority. They hate Russia more than they love Europe. And that's a big problem. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to be watching the peace talks in Istanbul, hoping that we move towards a just peace in Ukraine. And of course, we'll be here next week, same time, same place, to tell you just what's going on in clown world. So till then, from Augie and I, look after yourselves, and we'll see you soon. Sure.